ZLK0TR.
ZLK. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Shane. This is N0TR. Oh, you had a little bit of motorboating on there that time, but you got in real good. Haven't heard you in a while. Missed you.
Saying a few minutes ago, I got a little issue with this radio. It comes and goes. I'm trying to replace it. Keep running out of time, but yeah, we were out of town for a couple of weeks. This is my first night back to work in 2 weeks.
Hope it was good time out of town. Oh, I had a computer crash last night and a few things like that, but other than that, we've just been tending chickens and enjoying things around here. Had a nice rain today of about 3/4 of an inch. And we had put out some insecticide on the lawn yesterday, and it needed to be watered, so that worked out real well.
I'm glad it didn't get washed away. I think we had more than down several, but I'm glad you guys are doing well, you and Bernice. And sorry about the computer. That's always frustrating.
I know what you're doing. worked on machine tools for years, and digital controls right down to the chips on the boards, but this stuff is different. I just never did have much schooling on it. But Bernice just brought me down some banana pudding with whipped cream on it and a cherry on top. What do you think about that?
Cruel, that's all I can say. Banana pudding is my favorite dessert, and I'm sure it's delicious because I'm sure it's homemade.
Always uses the, you call it the cooking stuff, cooking sir, rather than the instant stuff. And it's just better, she says. I wouldn't argue with her. I knew it was your favorite. But boy, it is delicious. We're just sitting here watching Highway Through Hell up on Channel 1610. We always enjoy that. I see the trucks, and I think about you, or ice road truckers. Well, I'm glad you're out there and you're safe. Anyways, I was told you was QSY by a friend of mine on the phone, not over the radio.
Well, right now, I'm just driving. I'm about back to Greenville, so I'll have to get off here soon. But I would say that sometimes going to Atlanta, I could say that's kind of the same highway as the show you're watching here. It might not be as, temperature might be different, but it sure feels like the same kind of highway.
Well, I went down to Ham Radio Outlet one time, and I agree with you, Shane, 100%, and you got all of my kudos, I'll tell you for sure, driving the truck down through that mess. They walk among us and they drive among us, especially in Atlanta.
Thing about it is, it's not as bad at nighttime. I haven't driven for work in the daytime down there, but I have been down in my personal vehicle, and it's much better at nighttime. Even though you still have to be, you really keep on your toes, you know, watch out for people, and they'll sneak up behind you too. You look in the mirror and you can see half a mile behind you and there's nothing, or, you know, you see the cars and all of a sudden a motorcycle or a sports car will go flying by you. It'll scare you. You don't even know where they come from. They come up so fast.
When they do that on the right side and you're not expecting it, wow. I mean, they're going at a much faster rate in the slower, part of the highway. On the right side, and they'll just zoom past you there. And if you switch lanes, man, you get them.
Engine noise, it just screams by you, comes out of nowhere, and it's gone. And if I have the window down, that'll really, really makes me jump. Because I don't see them, you know, I don't know where they come from. One day I had a Mustang go by me one night, and there was somebody in the back seat. It was a convertible, and he was standing up in the back seat with his arms spread, and you know, I was doing at least 60, and they just went past me like I was standing still.
I was going down to a doctor's appointment there to Anderson, and Bernice was with me, And what was the brand of that car? Do you remember, Bernice? It's one of those real high-end SUVs. Sort of looks like an Expedition or something, only people in the higher pay grades drive them. No, it wasn't a Land Rover. It was something like that, though. And he come up on the right side, switched to the middle lane in front of me, and the car in front of me was running slower than he was, and so he switched to the left lane, and there was maybe one car length between the guy behind the fella that he swerved in front of, you know. And that Land Rover or whatever it was started rocking back and forth and oscillating. And I thought, uh-oh, that's the end of that. And everybody was running about 70 miles an hour and doing it gracefully. I mean, there wasn't anybody driving crazily. And I just can't remember the brand of that thing, but it looked like a brand new one. And I thought, you idiot. He was driving about an $80,000 or $90,000 SUV and then driving like that, and he didn't get anywhere.
Was that okay? Yeah, I don't understand people. Maybe they've got more money than, you know, maybe it doesn't matter to them if they wreck it, but you think their life would be a little more precious to them. But anyway, of course, somebody else's life, that's the main thing. That's what makes me irritated most is the families they could affect. You know, if they kill themselves doing that, you know, oh well, it was a bad decision. But when they hurt somebody else that was just innocent, that's what really is infuriating.
And that would have been a massive pileup because it was very busy out there. I mean, it was getting down towards Anderson, and the highway's really nice down there. I think exit 21 or something's where I turn off and to go to the VA. And there was just no reason behind it. And when it comes to motorcycles, well, they kill about one a week up here, along with pedestrians. But, you know, from what I see with these crotch rockets, the horsepower to weight ratio is so great that they just don't know what they're doing. And there was one down there at St. Mark Road on Wade Hampton last year. He was running 100 miles an hour, and a car turned left in front of him. So I don't have much sympathy for that. And then the guys, a lot of them on the big Harleys and that, some of them wear safety gear, but the greater majority of them that I see are wearing a do-rag and wrapped around their head, you know, a bandana, and driving in Bermuda shorts, and up there in that traffic, that don't seem like the brightest thing you could do, and you got about 900 to 1,000 pounds of bike under you. So if you hit something, you're going to lose.
Right, but everybody gets to make their own decision, I guess. As long as, you know, I'm all right. I don't care if you want to ride that way. As long as you're obeying the law and whatever. I don't want to force you to have to wear all that stuff, but I would probably wear it. But that's a personal decision. But anyway, Tom, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to pull over here and run and grab a cup of coffee. I'm almost back to the building, and I'm going to stop at the QT here. Enjoy that banana pudding. I hate saying that to you because, boy, it sounds delicious. You and Miss Bernice have a good evening. Nice to hear you tonight. N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Pleasure's all mine, sir. And, you know, up in Kansas, I always wore a leather jacket and a helmet, and that works really good. But down here, if you had a leather jacket and a helmet and full leathers, you'd probably get run over three or four times if you fell off the motorcycle or so much traffic. So I don't know how much good it would do. So maybe the Harley riders got something there. they probably figure, what the heck, you're going to die anyways. Well, see you later, Shane. You take care and be safe out there tonight. Glad to hear you back. In 4ZOK and 0TR clear.
AG4PFI.
My banana pudding, and that's Shane's favorite dessert, Don.
There's something wrong with that banana pudding.
original cherry on top of the Cool Whip, and there's bananas in it. How you doing, Don?
What's not sitting right here in front of me?
You're on a low-cal diet, kind of like KB4 CPA Dave. He eats sugarless stuff.
Well, it wasn't bad. Of course, it's not as good as homemade.
We went to Spartanburg today, and I asked Bernice about going there. The only thing I hate about that one over there is getting in and out of it. I'd rather go up to one in Cherrydale, because you can turn into the right coming from our direction. That one there at Spartanburg, you got to go across the traffic to the left and wind through a parking lot, and it's usually packed. But we'd had French toast on French bread and eggs and sausage and all that for breakfast about 10 o'clock, and we just weren't hungry. But they do have good, everything's good there just about, Don.
Yeah, we go to the one in Easley. It's a whole lot easier for us to get into it. We go through the back road there, and it comes out right at it, so ain't no problem. Don't let me hold you up. I know you got some, you probably already ate that cherry off top of it. I know you. You was probably munching on that while I was talking. So go ahead and eat your banana pudding, KG4 PFI.
Okay, Don. Great to hear you. I'm going to try to solder a couple of leads onto a 2032 battery, because this one out of the BIOS in this computer, which I don't think it's going to fix it anyways, you can't buy one like that except for $14 for one battery, and it's about 2 weeks delivery. And you should not solder onto them, but I can do it. But I'm going to give that a try here in a minute. And I just finished my last bite of that banana pudding, so you're lucky. I was going to give you a one, two, or a three, but you didn't really deserve it, because I'd already ate most of it. All right, take care, Don. Good to hear you. KG4 PFI and 02 clear.
Okay, Tom. Well, my mouth over here just watering away. I needed some banana pudding. I guess this ain't my day, is it, there? Hope the rest of your night goes well. KG4 PFI. Now, clear.